Talking today with Dr. Charles Arnson, Regents Professor and Founding Director of Biodesign Institute here at Arizona State University. Dr. Arnson, kind of just give us an overview of what goes on here at this facility.
Well, we designed this facility for multidisciplinary research. We want to have molecular biologists interacting with people in information management, with physicists. Just give you an example, we think human medicine is going to become more personalized over time. That means we have to understand the infectious agent, if that's what it is, that is causing disease. We have to know the characteristics of the immune system of the individual who's going to get the medicine. We have to combine all this together. So we're trying to put together diagnostic tools, information management, and new therapeutics and vaccines all in one package so that we can deliver health care better, faster, and cheaper in the future.
You spoke today about your recent work using plants to develop plant-based vaccines for disease prevention in both developing parts of the world as well as animal agriculture. Tell me a little bit about that as well.
Yes, we've been pursuing the idea of having plants grown in developing countries and then harvested to make new vaccines and now, more recently, therapeutics. I guess I've gotten a lot more realistic over the last 10 years about the regulatory frameworks, both in the U.S. and in the developing world. I'm struggling with how we can maintain the idea of using plants to get this cost benefit that we see, but at the same time reassuring the public that we're delivering a wonderfully safe and effective vaccine. So I've sort of switched my activities now to working much more closely with regulatory authorities, developing educational programs. I'm totally convinced the technology is good. Now I've just got to make sure that we find ways to implement it, not only in the U.S., but around the world.
And GMOs are kind of tough to really sell to the public. You know, they get a little bit of a bad rap sometimes. So what kind of role does education, this being a learning institute, what kind of role does education play in helping out consumers realize the benefits of the work that you're doing here?
Well, education is key. I think having media outlets that can get across a complex story in a way that people have the patience to sit and listen to it and to understand all the details is critically important. We're trying to participate in that. At the same time, I think in our case of trying to make plant-made pharmaceuticals, the GMO issue sort of is an interference, or it's a sideshow for me, because what we're doing is really totally different. We're designing a protein. We're purifying that protein. We can characterize it. It runs on an exactly similar path to traditional drugs made by big pharmaceutical companies. So in a sense, part of what we do is easier for education. Now we got to just work with the regulatory companies, regulatory agencies, to make sure we can maintain the cost effectiveness of what we want to do.